Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. As I have said to you so often, I hope it is food. May it give you help. May it draw you closer to the Lord. Because as I've told you before, His Word is living and active. It's not just words on a page. His words have action. They have life in them. They can change us if we cooperate. So let us draw closer and closer to Him and read His Word daily if you can, really. But today we look at the reading of St. James, chapter 1, verses 19 to 27. Know this, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for anger does not accomplish the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filth and evil excess, and humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. You know, this word is not like any book we pick up, as I've told you before. This word is living. It comes from God Himself. So let's take a look here at this continuation of this reading. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he looks like. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts. Such a one shall be blessed in what he does. You see that, brothers and sisters, don't just say, oh, I don't care, or I've got too much on my mind, or I'm too busy. That's a weak spot among Americans anyway. Got too much to do. We need to put first, yes, our work, to take care of our families, yes, absolutely, but we have to be part of our families. Sometimes my father and my mother would work at the same time during the day when we were at school to help us. And God blessed them. And that's what we want. Give it to the Lord and say, Lord, this is what I think I should do. And if it's not right, will you help me? You might wait a week or two, or it might be right now, but God will hear your prayer. You'll get an idea in your head that you didn't have before, and you think, oh my goodness, that might solve the problem. God is there. God is so near you right now. It's like putting ourselves nose to nose with God through His Word. He's right here, and He knows you. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, his religion is vain. His religion is vain. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. All of us, brothers and sisters, all of us need to test ourselves regularly. How am I speaking to people? How much I am letting people know their goodness? Am I turning to the needs of others, or is it always about, as I say, the not Holy Trinity, but the unholy Trinity, me, myself, and I. And we can do that, can't we? It's all about me, but it isn't. It's about us together. Brothers and sisters, open your heart to God. Really. Slow it down, as even if it's 5 minutes more. But if you can slow it down for a half hour a day and give it to God, He will guide you. Whatever your problems are, whatever your challenges are, whatever your boss has asked of you from work, take it to God. Say, Lord, teach me how to do this. And then you do all you know to do and keep asking, just keep saying, Lord, help me. And it's amazing. Sometimes nothing happens. Sometimes nothing is said. Then you're on the right track. But believe me, somebody might say something to you, why don't you try it this way? And you say, no, I'm too busy. I can't make any change. Think, is this God? Somebody gets a good idea that would be helpful to you and you want to throw it away. Think for a moment. Is the Lord with me? Is He helping me? Because He knows you. He knows you right now. Who shall live on your holy mountain, O Lord? My goodness. He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. Fear means to honor. Doesn't mean to be trembling, although sometimes I tremble. But it means that you put God in first place. You revere Him. Who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be disturbed. God loves us. And He's telling us the way to walk, the way to live, the way to debate, the way to raise our family. He loves us. And He wants to help us. I'm not saying He's going to come down from the sky and meet you at the front door. But if you listen, maybe some days go by and you say nothing's happened. No. Just pray and ask God, please help me to know what to do here. Just say that to Him. Help me. He doesn't come for every little situation, but when you have very difficult situations in your hands, turn to Him first, turn to Him at noon, turn to Him at night, and ask Him, Lord, guide me, Lord, help me, Lord, show me, and He will do so. And we have from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 to 26. So this is short. When Jesus and His disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to Him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village, putting spittle on his eyes. He laid his hands on the man and asked, do you see anything? Looking up, the man replied, I see people looking like trees and walking. And then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, do not even go into the village. Just go home and rejoice at what has happened. That's what God wants us to do, to thank him for the things he does for us. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, sometimes I think of that. I try to think of it every day. Thank you for today. I know this was difficult or that was difficult, but you came to help me, whatever the case may be. Brothers and sisters, draw God. Now, I'm not saying out loud. I'm not saying that. But the first chance you can get by yourself and pray and listen if God has anything to say to you. Many times there isn't. But every once in a while, you get a nudge to do something that will help the situation of whatever you're in. Please, brothers and sisters, we love him. Let us show him that we love him by obeying him. And he will help us at every corner. He will help us. He is so good. He's kind. It's only when we blaspheme his name, he would wait for our asking from God forgiveness for what I've done, or whatever swear word you might use, put it in your back pocket, or put it in the fire, and say, I'm not going to talk like that again. It's hard, because we have habits. But brothers and sisters, we want to revere God. We want to honor him. We want to praise him. And therefore, brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts to do so. I was looking at a magazine that Rita Simmons, she's an award-winning poet, and she's the author of a book, The Journey of Frank Simmons, From Streets to Sanctity. And she's written also some books of poetry. I think you might find her an interesting one to look at. But she wrote this: for so long I've seen nothing, till he took my hand and led me outside the city, placed warm spittle on my eyes. What do you see? The man who knew everything was asking me. He wanted to know what only I could speak. I see people, but they look like trees. He placed his hands on me a second time. I saw him. His eyes, the goodness in his gaze, no longer blind. I saw the unseen in the way he was with me. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean that she saw him, but she opened her heart to him, knowing that he was right there. And when we swear or take the name of God in vain in some way, just stop for a moment and say, Lord, I'm so sorry, help me. And God will hear your prayer. God will hear you. You work with God, you will not be defeated. May God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.